a Bible. This is the true word of God. The word of God is true. I believe what it says I am. Hold on one second. I believe all of y'all have said that Michelle is leaving. Amen. Let's make this confession like we mean it this morning. This is my Bible. This is the true word of God. The word of God is true. I believe what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I believe God has given us this word. I believe God has given us this book so I can live a victorious Christian life. Not just when I die, but right now, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Open your Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 4. 1 Peter chapter 4. Amen. I've always been a fast lane driver. Amen. I don't like driving slow. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 4. 1 Peter chapter 4. When I was in Germany, I used to drive up and down the Autobahn. Y'all know what that is? Highway for Americans. Just looking at my speed, I was trying to drive as fast as I could. I didn't realize at the time that I was just acting like a fool because I could have had an accident. But I was just driving like that just because I could. And then as you're driving fast, all of a sudden you look through your rearview mirror and there's this German Mercedes Benz coming through with its left signal light on. How many know in Germany when you see the left signal light on, that means get out of my way? And that German car used to pass by me as though I was going 25. They drive a lot faster than I did. Amen. But anyway, are you at 1 Peter chapter 4 yet? I want you to look at verse number 12. I want to start with verse number 12. Verse number 12. Let me set my amen. Verse number 12. The Bible says in verse number 12, it says, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice in as much as you are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy." Amen. As we continue to live in this beautiful world, how many of you know that sometimes we will have some ups? And sometimes we will have some downs. Are y'all still with me? Because that's just the way it is. Sometimes the sun in our life is shining so brightly. It seems like everything that we do works out for us. Seems that everything is going our way. No troubles, no worries, not anything. There's peace in the valley. We walk around, we're smiling, everything is going just great for us. Things are working out our way. And then, all of a sudden, the weather in our life starts to change. The things that used to work for us are not working anymore. Instead of the sun shining in our life, now there's a big cloud that follows us everywhere we go. Anybody ever been like that? Amen. The trials, the tribulations, the persecutions that we are facing, they start to get the best of us. And they start to bother us so much that we start to question our Christian walk. We start to question the Christian life. We start to wonder if the Christian life really is a life of victory. Because in many cases, it might seem like since we have become Christians, it seems like that all hell has broken loose in our life. Are y'all still with me this morning? We come to the point where we start to question the Christian life, and we even get to the point sometimes where we even start to question God. Anybody ever been that way before? We start to question God. We ask God questions like, God, what am I up against? We ask God, why does this have to happen to me? We even blame God for putting us through the situation. God, why are you putting me through this? The Bible says that you are a loving God. The Bible says that Jesus is the Prince of Peace. So God, why are you putting me through this? God, what have I done to deserve this? Are y'all still with me? I don't know about you all, but I've been in those situations sometimes in my life. But first of all, I want to remind us of some things. Number one, God is not putting us through anything. But how many of you know God can deliver you out of anything? He's not putting you through it, but he can get you out of it. Are y'all still with me? The second thing is that you have done nothing to deserve it. God, what have I done to deserve this? You have done nothing to deserve it. All you have done is just live the Christian life. Are y'all still with me? We ask God the question, God, what am I up against? How many of you know that the Bible tells us in verse number 12 exactly what we are up against? I want you to look at that verse again. The Bible says, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you. How many of you know that you are being tried by a fiery trial? You are being tried. And when you look at that word fiery in the Greek, there are two words that you will see. Number one, you will see the word calamity. Number two, you will see the word conflagration. Okay? Calamity and conflagration. That word calamity means an event that causes distress and great danger. In other words, a disaster. Okay? You are facing an event that is trying to cause distress in your life. It is trying to cause great damage in your life. It is trying to cause you to be a disaster. Are y'all still with me this morning? The word conflagration means an extensive fire which destroys a great deal of land. In other words, you are going through a trial that is trying to destroy you. You don't deserve it, but you're going through it anyway. And the reason why, once again, that you're going through it is because of who you are. Are y'all still with me? You're going through it because of who you are. I hear some talking somewhere. Do y'all hear that talking also, or is it just me? Amen. Maybe I'm just hearing voices. Amen. The reason why you are going through it is because you said out of your mouth what the word says about you. In other words, you spoke the word that God says about you out of your mouth. And the reason the reason why you're going through things in life that are not in your favor is because of what you have said out of your mouth. Are y'all still with me? See, the word of God says that you are more than a conqueror. And at some point in your Christian life, you have said that you are more than a conqueror. The word of God tells you that you can do all things through Christ. And at some point in your life, you probably said, I can do all things through Christ. Are y'all still with me this morning? The word of God tells us that you are the head and not the tail. And at some point in your life, you probably said, I'm the head and I'm not the tail. Are y'all still with me this morning? The word of God tells us that we have victory through Christ Jesus. And at some point in your life, you probably said, I'm victorious in Christ Jesus. Are y'all still with me? The word of God tells us that we are complete in him. And at some point in your life, you probably said, I am complete in him. The word of God tells us to praise God, to worship God, to glorify God. And at some point in your life, you probably said, I will continue to glorify God. I will continue to praise him. I will continue to worship him. Are y'all still with me? Amen. And because you said those things, Satan hears you speak. And Satan tries to attack you to find out if you really are who you say you are. Satan tries to attack you to try to get you to doubt the words that you have spoken out of your own mouth. He tries to attack me to get me to doubt the word that I have spoken out of my own mouth. Y'all still with me? He tried to get you in a position where you do not feel like doing the things that you said that you would do, where you do not feel like glorifying God, where you do not feel like praising God, where you do not feel like worshiping God, because he knows that there is power in glory, there is power in praise, and there is power in worship. And he knows that if he can get you, can get me to stop doing those three powerful things, we're going to end up in a state of distress, depression, and we're going to be in a position where he can easily destroy us, because the Bible says he come to steal, kill, and destroy. Are y'all still with me? He is trying to get you stressed out in your mind so you cannot praise God. And that's why those fiery darts are coming. That's why Peter told them, he said, don't think it's strange. Don't think it's strange. See, as Christians, we must be able to stand up against those fiery darts. The Bible tells us to be strong in the Lord. So if we are going to be able to overcome those fiery darts, the darts of distress or depression or oppression, whatever they are, we must put our trust totally in God. Are y'all still with me? Amen. And the only way that we can overcome them is that we must overcome them by putting our God kind of faith in operation. Notice I said the God kind. Because I've said many times, there are three different kinds of faith. The first kind of faith is no faith. The second kind of faith is the world kind of faith. And the best kind of faith is the God kind of faith. Are y'all still with me? And when I put my faith in God, my faith will push me into calling on God in time of need, and not just calling on him, but trusting him. And when I put my faith into operation, and I call on God through prayer, and I put my trust in him, I will be able to easily do what verse number 13 tells me to do. Well, Pastor, what did verse 13 tell me to do? Well, I'm glad you asked. I want you to take a look at that verse. The only way that I can do it is that I must put my faith in operation. Once again, the Bible says you're up against a fiery trial, which is to try you. In other words, Satan is trying to destroy you, as though some strange thing happened to you. But it says when you're in this fiery trial, it says to do what? It says to rejoice. Do what? Rejoice. Rejoice? Rejoice. God, you mean to tell me Satan is trying to destroy me and I'm supposed to rejoice in that fiery trial? Yeah. God, you mean to tell me that my life doesn't seem like it's going the right way and I'm supposed to rejoice in that situation? Yes. Notice, I did not say for the situation. I said in the situation. God, you mean to tell me things are not going right and I'm supposed to rejoice in the situation? Yes. Well, God, how in the world am I able to rejoice because of how I feel? I mean, these things are getting the best of me. These things are tearing me down. These things are putting me in a state of sadness. When the pastor says, lift your hands to the Lord, I can only lift one finger. I mean, these things are really weighing on me. How in the world am I supposed to rejoice in the situations? Christians, I'm here to tell you, the only way that we will be able to rejoice in these fiery situations is that we must put our God-given faith in operation. That's the only way. If we do not do that, we will not be able to rejoice. And so many Christians in this world, they're always talking about faith, 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 faith until the fiery trials come. And when the fiery trials come, we end up putting ourselves in the position where Satan wants us to be in. We don't feel like praising. We don't feel like worshiping. We don't feel like glorifying. We don't even want to go to church. We don't even want to be amongst Christians. We want to be all by ourselves. And that's exactly where Satan wants you to be. Are y'all still with me? See, when I put my faith into operation, it will allow me to see that God is bigger than my situation. It's like Joseph sung this morning, my God, he's big, so strong and mighty. Not just a song, it's the truth. Are y'all still with me? It would help me to see that God is bigger than the situation that I'm going through. It would help me to see that as long as I put my trust in God, he will get me through the situation. And if I put my trust in God and I know he's going to get me through the situation, my faith would allow me to rejoice while I'm going through the situation. Listen, a lot of people rejoice when they come out.
Amen. Oh, hold on, sir. He told my shirt off me. Amen. Just joking. He would help me to get through the. Amen. I lost my train of thought right quick. Amen. He would help me to see that God. It would help me to see that God is bigger than the situation that I'm going through. See, Satan wants us to focus on the situation, but God wants us to focus on what the Word of God says about the situation. Are you all still with me? Can you all turn me down just a little bit upstairs? That way I don't have to be messing with this thing down here. Amen. Because you put your trust in God, he will deliver you. God will deliver you. And if I know that God will deliver me, although the cloud is following me everywhere I go, although it seems like things are not going the way they used to be, if I know God will deliver me, then that will allow me to be able to rejoice while I'm going through the situation. Are y'all still with me? It would allow me to rejoice because I know that the outcome will be better than what I'm going through. Are y'all still with me this morning? And see, that's why faith is so important. Like I said, we throw faith around like it's a yo-yo. That's why faith is important. Because when I put my faith in operation, regardless of what I'm going through in life, I will still be able to glorify God. I will still be able to praise God. I will still be able to worship God. Because once again, I know that God is God all by himself. And there is no situation that's too big for God. Are y'all still with me? Amen, amen, amen. See, we have to pick ourselves up. The Bible tells us the King David was going through a situation, and he encouraged himself in the Lord. Yeah, we might be a little sad there for a moment, but we have to realize, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. I serve a big God. And although this situation seems like it's getting the best of me, God is bigger than this situation. So what I need to do is to put my faith in operation. Because listen, Christians, when I truly put my faith in operation, that faith will teach me how to have patience. See, a lot of Christians don't have patience. We want things to happen when we want them to happen, like a microwave oven. But we have to let God be God. We can't take God's place. If we put our trust in Him, we will know that God will deliver us regardless of how mad Satan will get. Are y'all still with me? See. And how many of you know when you glorify God, when you praise God, when you worship God, you are putting yourself in position to receive even more faith? Because when you praise God, you normally praise Him based on what the Word says. God, you are God all by yourself. You are omnipotent. You are magnificent. Don't you know you're speaking the Word to yourself? When you worship God, you are speaking the Word. And when you hear the Word, the Bible says faith comes. Faith comes what? By hearing. So the more, you know, it's really a two-way street. We have to put a faith in operation so we can continue to praise, glorify, and worship God. We have to continue to praise, glorify, and worship God, because when we do, we can receive more faith. Because there are some fiery darts. There are some fiery trials that we go through where we need more than just 5 cents worth of faith. See, some people walk around with 5 cents worth of faith, and they try to use it for a $200 problem. It won't work. Some people walk around with 10 cents worth of faith, and they try to use it for $1 million problem. That won't work. That's why we have to continue to grow our faith. Because the more we grow our faith, the more we will be able to rejoice in our trials and tribulations, the more we will be able to be happy in our trials and tribulations, all because we are children of the Most High God. Are y'all still with me? Amen, amen, amen. I will be able to rejoice and be happy, knowing that this situation is temporal. It's only for a short time. But knowing that God will, not might, not could if He wanted to, God will deliver me. How many of you know it makes Satan even more upset when you're going through a situation and you can still rejoice? It makes him more upset when you're going through a situation and you can still be happy. Not about the situation, but about the God that can deliver you from the situation. Are y'all still with me? I want you to look at what the Bible says here in verse number 14. See. Because Satan will use people against you to pull you down. He will use people against you to try to destroy you, to persecute you. But look at what the Bible says here. The Bible says in verse 14, it says, if you be reproached, the same series of scripture, 1 Peter chapter 4, I'm still there. If you be reproached or insulted or persecuted for the name of Christ, it says what? Happy are you. You'd be like, what, happy? See, the natural mindset don't understand that. That's why we have to grow in the spirit. It says, happy are you, for the spirit of glory and of God rests where? Upon you. On their part, he is evil spoken of, but on your part, he is glorified. Once again, happy are you, for the spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. On your part, he is evil spoken of, but on your part, he is what? Glorified. How many of you know that the fiery trials that we face every day will never stop. For as long as we live in this beautiful world, I've already said it, we will have ups and we will have downs. But one thing that we must never forget, whether we are having ups or down, God is always with us. He's always with us. There's a verse in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, where the Bible says he will never leave us nor forsake us. In John chapter 14, Jesus told the disciples when he told them he was getting ready to leave, he said, I will not leave you comfortless. So regardless of whether we have an ups or downs, God is always with us. We need to know that because, once again, your fiery trials will never stop. I mean, you may go through, this is for me also. We may go through 3 weeks of sunshine. And the first day of the fourth week, here comes the cloud. Things start happening. They start to tear us down. But we must remember that even in those times, we are never alone. But in order for us to know that, we have to have, listen, Christians, we got to get this. We have to have strong faith. Not just any old kind of faith. Strong faith. And listen, strong faith is not just quoting scriptures. We walk by faith, not by sight. No, that's not strong faith. We must have strong faith because, once again, that strong faith would help us to continue to rejoice in those situations and be happy. If you're looking for a title for today's message, it's called Glory in Your Tribulation. Or Glory God in Tribulation. Any way you want to say it. Glory God in Tribulation. Because God deserves the glory whether we're going through trials and tribulations or not. Y'all still with me? And as long as I know God is with me, I can always glorify him. I can always praise him. And I can always worship him, regardless of the situation. But when people go through things, that's when they start praising God. I mean, that's the worst thing to do. We stop glorifying God. That's the worst thing to do. We stop worshiping him. That's the worst thing to do. We want to be all by ourselves. That's the worst place to be. Because Satan wants to get you in the corner. He said, I got you now. You know, we sing a song sometimes called You Are My Strength. How many of you know when we get weak, God is our strength? The Bible tells us here that the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon us. Regardless of what we are going through, the Spirit of God is still with us. The Spirit of glory is still with us. And we know that the Spirit of God is the Holy Spirit. He's always with us to lead us and to guide us through the situation. Yes, we go through situations in life, but the Bible tells us that God will always show us a way of escape. And the way of escape is just us following what the Word says. Once again, the fiery darts don't stop. Christians have been attacked for many, many, many years. Jesus tells us that in Matthew chapter 5. Go to Matthew chapter 5. Jesus tells us that in Matthew chapter 5. Amen, amen, amen. Look what the Bible say here in chapter 5. When you get there, say amen. I don't want to go too fast. I want to take my time. Because I believe some people here are streaming online, they're going through some tough situations right now. And we're focusing on the situations instead of the circumstances that God said he can deliver us out of. God is God. Look at what Jesus said here. In verse 11, he says, blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. He said, do what? Rejoice. Isn't that what 1 Peter just told us to do? He says, rejoice. And be what? Exceeding glad. Notice he didn't even say be glad. He says be exceeding glad. That means to exceed gladness. I like that. That means to exceed gladness. He said rejoice and be exceeding glad. He says, for great is your reward in heaven. In other words, he's going to take care of you. Listen to this. For so persecuted they the prophets which were what? Before you. Being persecuted, facing trials and tribulations is something that Christians have always gone through. And guess what, Christians? We will always go through them. But that's not the time to throw in the white towel. That's not the time to doubt the Christian life. That's not even the time for you to start doubting yourself. That's the time for us to start looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of the faith that God tells us to put into operation. Are y'all still with me this morning? Yeah, sometimes we face situations in life where it seems like we are all alone. We face situations where it seems like nobody knows the trouble we've seen. We go through situations where it seems like, why me, Lord? Why I got to go through this? Why can't Minister Terry go through that? Because she always smiling. Why can't she deal with it? How many of you know she have her trials and tribulations also? See, one thing about Satan, he is not prejudiced. See, if you're not a Christian, he already got you, so he don't mess with you too much because you're already doing what he wants you to do. But once you give your life to Jesus, you are prime meat for Satan. But how many of you know, regardless of what Satan throw in your way, God is what? Bigger than this situation. And when you seem like you're all alone, when you seem like you're by yourself, that's the time for us to start looking to the hills, which cometh our help. Because our help cometh from the Lord. We must realize that the Bible says the eyes of the Lord go to and fro throughout the whole earth. So listen, so while we're going through that situation, God is looking at you. He's right with you. The Bible tells us that there is nowhere we can go that God's not there. Don't you know when you're in your saddest moment, God is there. Don't you know when you're having your best day, God is there. Don't you know when they say you can't make it, God is still there. Don't you know when they say it's not for you, God is still there. And the word of God says, I have never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging for bread. Christians, I'm telling you, that's a reason why we should be rejoicing. We can't let Satan bring us down. That's exactly what he wanted to do. We need to be rejoicing. When you're going through a situation and you can still rejoice, Satan be like, man, what's wrong with that fool? Listen, ain't nothing wrong with you. You just have to be a child of the Most High God. Are y'all still with me? We should be rejoicing. Listen, not about the situation. You know, there's a verse in the Bible that people misinterpret. The Bible says, count it all joy when you fall into divers day. Listen, you're not counting the divers temptation joy. The Bible says, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptation, knowing this. Knowing this. So whatever the this is what you need to count joy. Well, what's the this? That the trying of your faith work is what? Patience. That's what you count joy. Knowing that although you might be in the situation, you don't have to stay in the situation. Because God would always show you a way of escape. That's what the Christian life is all about. It's not like, it's not about singing songs like "Trouble in My Way," "I Gotta Cry Sometimes." No, you stop singing that old defeated song. I lay awake at night, but it's all right. No, it's not all right, because most of y'all got to go to work the next morning. It's not all right. We need to start singing songs like King David's song. See, a lot of us don't realize that psalms are songs. King David sung song when he was going through trials and tribulations. You know what he said? He said, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. That's what he was singing. He wasn't singing "No Trouble in My Way, I Gotta Cry Sometime." See, sometimes we put ourselves in deep in bondage. Satan already have us three-quarters of the way down. We dig another quarter hole for him. Oh, I would say rejoice. Because once again, when we go through situations, God is there. Well, Pastor, you just making that stuff up. You just saying that because you just want. Christian, I want you to go to the 139th Psalm. That's why I like Word of Knowledge Ministries. Everything we say here, we can back it up with the Word of God. The 139th Psalm. God is there. Once again, we go through these situations because we said who we are in Christ Jesus. Satan don't want us to believe that. So he starts attacking us to see if we really believe what we say. One 39th Psalm. When you get there, say amen. Amen, amen, amen. King David. Look what he said in verse number 1. He said, "O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me." Don't you know God knows everything about you? He knows everything that you're going through. He knows everything about you. He knows where you are, where you've been, and where you're going. He knows us, not just you, but me, because this word is for me also. He said, "Lord, thou hast searched me and known me." Verse 2 said, "Thou knowest my down sitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought fall." You know, that reminds me of another verse in the Bible. The Bible says here, "Thou understandest my thought." How many know Satan attacks us in the mind? And God understands your thinking. That's why the Bible says, just trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to your own understanding. Are y'all still with me? Look what he said here again. In verse 3, he said, "Thou compassest my path and my lying down and art acquainted with all my ways." King David said, God, there's nothing about me that you don't know. And then he said in verse number 4, he said, "For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it all together. Thou hast beset me behind and before and laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high," he said, "I cannot attain unto it." He says, "Whither shall I go from your spirit, God? Or where shall I flee from your presence?" He said, "If I sin up in heaven, you're there. If I make my bed in hell, you're there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall your hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me." He said, "If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yeah, the darkness hideth not from thee." Let me say that again, Christians. The darkness hideth not from God. Let me say that one more time. The darkness hideth not from God. In other words, when you are going through a dark situation in your life, God can still see you. There is no place that Satan can put you in where God don't know where you are. And because God know where you are, talking about any situation that we find ourselves in, God know where we are. Nobody knows the trouble I see. No, you need to stop singing that song. Because God knows the trouble you seen. And God is there to get you delivered out of that trouble. But I must put my trust in him. I must put my faith into operation to know that God will deliver me. Once again, King David said, verse 11, if I say surely the dark shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yes, the darkness hideth not from you, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. For thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee. I will praise thee. I'm going to add two more words to this situation. I will glorify thee. I will worship thee. For I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, God, and that my soul knoweth right well. In other words, King David said, listen, it doesn't matter what situation I go through. I know God is for me. And I know that God will deliver me. In my darkest dark, God will deliver me. When Satan tried to hide me in a corner, God will still deliver me. When Satan tried to say that I'm nothing, God will still deliver me. Listen to this. When the man on the job knew that the job was supposed to be mine, but he gave it to his best friend, listen, God will give me a better one. That's the kind of God we serve. That's the reason why Christians, we can't get down. Satan wants to pour. Listen, he used little things to get us down. Listen, we need to be able to rejoice in the Lord always. And like the Bible says, again I say, rejoice. Not for the situation, but while we are in the situation. Because we know without a doubt that, yeah, we might be going through. But God can get us through. If we put our faith in operation, notice once again, not 5 cents worth of faith. 5 cents worth of faith is not going to work for a $20 problem. But strong faith. That's why the Bible says faith comes by hearing. I need to be at a place where I can hear the word, so when faith keeps coming, I can catch a hold to it. For as long as we live in this world, it does not matter what our titles are or what, we will never be able to have enough faith. We always need more and more and more. Let me give you a good example. How many of us, and streamers, you can raise your hand if you want to, amen. How many of us have enough money that we don't want any more money? Anybody? Kevin, you got your hand up, you got enough money? Amen, give me some of yours, amen. No, I'm just joking with him. How many of you have so much money that you don't want any more? Anybody? Nobody? No, not one? How many know faith is more important than money? You can have $1 million, but if you don't have, if your faith is not strong, Satan don't care about your money. And how many know you can't even pay him money to leave you alone? He's in a distress mode. He's in a destroying mode. And the only thing that can get us through it is our faith in God. And we must put that faith in operation, knowing that there's nothing too hard for God, regardless of the situation. If I put my faith into operation, it will always allow me to glorify God, even when I'm going through trials and tribulations. And Christians, really, for us, the Bible tells us that we should live by faith. So when I'm going through trials and tribulation, I should be glorifying God even more than I did before I went through the trials and tribulation. I should glorify him more. I should be praising him more. I should be worshiping him more. Regardless of who else is praising God, regardless of who else is glorifying God, regardless of who else is worshiping him, I should be doing it more. Why? Because I'm letting Satan know that although you are trying to attack me, you cannot put my praise, my glorying, my worshiping, you cannot put it on hold. I remember this young lady, when I mentioned this, you all know who I'm talking about, most of you all, I don't want to call her name, but she had this song out called Hold My Mule. God Amen. She's in a situation where, listen, the way I remember the song, they didn't want her to praise God. And this was her testimony. They didn't want her to praise God. But listen, she said, listen, hold my mule. In other words, hold my mule so I can praise him. Some of us need to be telling Satan, hold my mule. Instead of letting him get control of us, we need to start taking control of him. Hold my mule, because I'm going to praise God anyway. We must call on God in any situation. We must spend time in prayer in any situation. We can't stop praying. We can't stop worshiping. We can't stop glorifying. We can't stop doing the things that the Bible tells us to do. Yes, Satan attacks us because we speak the word over ourselves. I'm more than a conqueror. Yeah, I'm going to see how much of a conqueror you are. Yeah. If God says that you are more than a conqueror, if God says that I am more than a conqueror, there is nothing Satan can do to reverse that. We just have to start not just saying what the word says about us, but start doing what the words say that we should do. The Bible tells us to neither give place to the devil. How many of you know when we're walking around all sad all the time and singing those defeated songs and, you know, and I don't know how I'm going to get out of this situation, we're giving place to the devil. That's how we do it. We give him place. But we quickly can quote the scripture. The Bible says give place to the devil. The Bible says to trust in the Lord all that high. The Bible says, yeah, the Bible says it, but the question is, are we doing it? Spiritual warfare. Are y'all still with me? When we call on God, he will hear us. When we call on God, he will hear us. Well, Pastor, I prayed about the situation last night. Well, pray to God again. I didn't say pray about the same situation. You already gave him the situation. Just pray, praise him, worship him, pray again. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I prayed this prayer, and I know I've already received my answer. Although I don't see it in the natural, God, I know it's done by faith. And God, I give you praise and I give you glory for answering my prayer. Now you start acting on what you believe according to the word. You start acting on what you believe. And how many of you know that's what faith is? Faith is acting on what you believe according to the word. So in other words, if I'm going through some trial, if I'm going through some tribulations, if I'm going through some persecutions, that's why I can rejoice in it. Because I've already asked God to deliver me from it, and I don't wait for the natural deliverance to come to start rejoicing. Once again, I start rejoicing while I am in it. In other words, I am putting my faith into operation. I am acting on what I believe. I'm rejoicing. I'm happy. I'm laughing. Why? Because the word of God says, rejoice in tribulation. That's what King David did. He went through a lot. The Bible says he was a man after God's own heart. Yes, he made some mistakes. Yes, he wasn't perfect, because Jesus is the perfect one. But when he went through some trials and tribulations, he knew who to call on. And God will always hear us, because the Bible says the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man. Say that again. Availeth how much? Availeth much. Like they used to say back in the day, that's the book, that's the book, that's the book. Although a lot of them that were saying it were probably not living by it. Y'all still with me? Amen. I want you to go to the 28th Psalm. You already in the book of Psalms? You must understand. I must understand. As Christians, we must understand that once we accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, it was never meant for us to go up against spiritual warfare with our own strength. That's why the Bible tells us to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might, because we can't do it. We must realize that when we accepted Jesus Christ, now as Christians, we can never forget that God is our strength. I said it earlier. We sing the song, "You are my strength, strength like no other, reaches to me." And God's reaching for a lot of us, and we have our back turned to him. Focusing on the situation instead of focusing on our deliverance. Are you all still with me? Look at the 28th Psalm. Look what King David said here. He says, unto thee will I cry. Verse 1. O Lord, my rock, be not silent to me, lest if thou be silent to me, I become like them that go down into the pit. Hear the voice of my supplication. In other words, he's telling God, he's praying to God. Okay? And then I want you to go all the way down to verse number 6. You can read the rest of it when you get home. Look at what he said. He said, blessed be the Lord, because he hath heard the voice of my supplication. In other words, David did not doubt. See, he prayed to God, and he did not doubt whether or not God heard his prayer. He said, blessed be the Lord, because God heard my prayers. He said, the Lord is my what? Verse 7. He said, the Lord is my strength. In other words, he said, listen, I've been going through some situations, and there is no way I can get myself out of those situations. He said, but the Lord is my strength and my what? Shield. How many know the word shield mean protection? The Lord is my strength and my protection. Notice he didn't say mankind is my strength and my protection. He said, the Lord is my strength and my protection. Are y'all still with me? He says, my heart, dear what? Dear what? My heart trusted in him. In other words, David prayed to the Lord. He put his faith into operation, and he trusted that God would be able to deliver him out of that situation. And now he's telling us that God delivered him, and he's telling us why God delivered him. He said, my heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly do what? Rejoice again. My heart greatly rejoiced, and with my what? Song, I will do what? Praise him. The song say, praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. David said, I'm going to praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior. He's worthy to be praised. See, when you're going through your situations, you still have to praise him. Stand to your feet. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him.
say.